This goes to Matt, M-A-T-T, Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N, P-A-C, fax 877-779-0621, regarding Diane Fish, F-I-S-H. Date of birth is May 6th, 1957. Dear Mr. Larson, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Fish with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, secondary to chronic interstitial nephritis from proton pump inhibitors and POTS. Her last visit was May 12th of this year. She's feeling well. She is planning to stay in Michigan most of the winter. She does have to make a trip for about 2 weeks in order to sell a boat that she owns in Florida and close up the home down there. But then she'll be moving back to Michigan and staying in Michigan even throughout the winter months. And 2 weeks ago, she had to cancel her follow-up appointment and reschedule it due to being very sick with a severe upper respiratory infection. And her lungs were full and coarse, she reports. But she feels like they are better now. She feels much less short of breath. And her weight is actually 2 pounds less than it was May 12th of this year. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. The shortness of breath and cough are much improved. No difficulty urinating, no cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, she takes 2 baking soda tablets daily for a history of low CO2 levels and metabolic acidosis. Phenergan is 25 milligram every 6 hours as needed for nausea. And she does follow a low-phosphorus diet carefully. Physical exam, weight 159 pounds, pulse 91 and regular, oxygen saturation 99%, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 122 over 62. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, but no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 19th, 2025. Just after getting over the upper respiratory infection, they're actually very stable. Creatinine of 1.94 with estimated GFR of 28, same GFR as she had in July of this year. Sodium 139, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 27, calcium 8.8, phosphorus 4.4, albumin 3.9, intact parathyroid hormone is 99, calcium 8.8, I think I said that, hemoglobin 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, secondary hyperparathyroidism, currently stable. And 3, metabolic acidosis, well treated with the baking soda tablets 2 daily. The patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.